This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Where are we at today? We are in the last part of this sermon now, entitled Spiritual Gifts. We're in Romans chapter 12. That's where we're at here. Prior to getting started with the last part of this message, I want to invite you, and I do invite you, out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock, where we are in the Gospel of Luke, and we'll be starting in chapter 14, verse 1. So if you're hungry for the Word of God, if you don't have a church home, or if your church doesn't meet on Wednesdays, I invite you to come out here on this Wednesday from 6 to 7 o'clock. Study the Word of God with us. Got a great big blackboard I pull out of the back room, and we meet in the sanctuary. Love to see you. Island is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. So that's what's going on tonight. Sunday, my sermon this weekend is entitled Christian Liberty. No, actually, The Law of Liberty. And that is chapter 14 in Romans. That's where we're at church. Here on the radio, we're wrapping up. We're moving through chapter 12. At the church, we're in chapter 14, The Law of Liberty, where Paul's now teaching on Christian liberties. That you're free to worship and go to church whatever day you want. And you're free to eat whatever you want as well, as long as it doesn't cause someone else to stumble. That's where we're at Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. More on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. That's the website. The Facebook page is WGOD Radio. These podcasts are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. Or as soon as they're edited and ready for the radio. Now, here on the radio today, the last part of this message, spiritual gifts.
I don't know about you, but I haven't seen all that much unity out there until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men. See, the church functioning correctly will help prevent you from being carried to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Hot air indeed, right? Some people are blowing hot air. That's every wind of doctrine. And when you don't know the Word of God, you're deceived by them. Some Jehovah's Witness over here blows hot air at you, you believe him. Next week, if the Mormon comes to your house, tells you Jesus is Adam, and you believe him. That's being carried away by every wind of doctrine. Or some other fool comes and says, go out and buy a pair of Nikes and meet us here at the end. We're all going to drink some Kool-Aid in Jesus' name because he's on another planet over there coming. Carried about by every wind of doctrine. Or some other fool takes 912 people down to another place and they drink Kool-Aid and they all die and says, I am the Messiah. That's being carried about by every wind of doctrine. My Bible says, behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. My Bible says, as you saw him go up, so he will come back in like manner. My Bible says, when they say, look, there he is, or look, do not believe it. Don't be carried about by every wind of doctrine. Okay, let me close anticipating your questions. If the spiritual gifts continue until we all come to the unity of the faith, then I am wrong to omit apostle and prophet. All right, if you insist, then we will go there. Now, when Judas hung himself, the leaders of the church set this one requirement in order to find a replacement for him. It's Acts chapter 1, verse 21. It says this, therefore, of these men that have accompanied us all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John, up to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. To be an apostle of Jesus Christ, you had to know the color of the man's eye. That's your only requirement. You must know the color of his eyes. Because you saw him. Your eyes saw him. After he died and was raised up again. End of sentence. Notice, they didn't have a church service to choose an apostle. They don't have barbecue and then choose an apostle. They don't have barbecue and then choose a prophet either. You had to be an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. This is what made an apostle an apostle. He was a special 12-of-a-kind person that saw the Son of God after he had died. Now, say you want to be an apostle. So if you could see an apostle today, what would he look like? Now, I'm glad you asked that question. This is what he would look like. 1 Corinthians 4:9. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death. We have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. We are weak. You are distinguished. We are dishonored. To this present hour, we hunger, thirst, poorly clothed, beaten, homeless. We labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure, being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the off-scouring. That meant scum. Or scrapings. The off-scouring of all things until now. So here's a list. You want to be an apostle. This is what an apostle looks like. 15 things. He's last. He's condemned. He's a spectacle. He's a fool. He's weak. He's dishonored. Hungry. Thirsty. Naked, not naked. Beaten, homeless, defamed, persecuted, the filth of the world, and he's the off-scouring of all things. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever met an apostle before? No, you haven't. No, you haven't. I think we've destroyed that notion. No, really, if someone comes to me with maybe no shoes and one eye and a bashed in head and says that they're an apostle, I'll still doubt you because you don't know the color of his eyes. But I'll feel sorry for your bashed in head and your one eye. Must mean you're doing something right. Because that's what an apostle would look like. From preaching the truth and telling people what they don't want to hear. And that, by the way, is what a prophet did too. You'll never meet a prophet anywhere in this book that told people what they wanted to hear. Every single prophet that ever lived, their message was turn or burn. Everyone, turn or burn. This is why God said to Jeremiah and Ezekiel, he said, don't be dismayed by the looks on their faces. Don't be dismayed by the looks on their faces. Because this was the message of a prophet, not where Uncle Harry hid his will, but turn or burn now because Jesus is coming back soon. That's the message of the prophet. Hear me too, the message of the prophet. And why you don't see him anymore, the prophet would get up and say, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what God told him to say. But now, you've got the word of God made more sure that tells you, be holy, for I am holy. The prophet would get a word from God and say, this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you'll keep your body pure. Now you've got the word of God that says, this is the will of God, your sanctification. Whereas before, it took a direct word from God to a man to tell you that. Now you have the word of God complete that tells you that. And that's why you don't see those two gifts anymore. That's why you saw them in New Testament times. But in 325 A.D. is when they finalized the Bible at the Council of Nicaea. And that's when holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit as well to decide what was worthy and what wasn't worthy. And now you got the same word of God, basically, in all the churches around the world. You've got the same word of God. So that's going to do it, I think, for us here today. Again, the prophet, a spiritual gift imparted to the primitive teachers of the church. Again, that's a fairly detailed look here of spiritual gifts. And
thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. The sweet